So we are live today at the IIEX in Amsterdam. I have a special guest today. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello, everyone. My name is Anna, and I'm from Neurom, a research company that specializes in indirect measurements.
Now, so you guys have a platform called iCode, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And but before we talk about that, I was just curious, where are you guys based?
We are based in Warsaw, Poland. But we work globally.
Of course. Yeah, of course.
We have a lot of partners all over the world.
Got it. Yeah. So, Ervin Andreasen, my previous co-founder of Decipher, and just amazing human being, he's from Poland.
Oh, that's great.
Yep. And he moved to Denmark. When he was a child, there were these console games, right? So I think the one that he got... Oh, thank you so much, Matt. The one that he got was a Commodore 64, for those of you that are very old like me. And
well, I remember that one as well.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so he had such an engineering brain. It wasn't actually his console. It was his friend's console. He brought it over to the house. He wound up by himself with the console. He decided to take it apart to figure out how it worked.
Oh.
Right. Yeah. So that's kind of like so my association with Poland is everybody is absolutely remarkably brilliant.
Wow.
There you go. So no pressure though.
Okay.
So how long have you been in market research?
Me personally?
You personally.
Oh, okay. I've been working for market research for about 10 years.
Okay. Quite a while.
Yeah.
At this company the whole time?
Yes, I started with this company.
Yeah, got it. So is this your company?
No, it's not my company.
Okay.
I'm the research director.
The research director.
Research.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it. Cool. So tell us, you obviously do a lot of work with Ipsos, which is one of the top brands in our space. What exactly is it that you guys do?
So as I mentioned before, we specialize in indirect measurements, and what we do is we measure people's emotions. We measure whether they hesitate or no when they evaluate, for example, brands or products, when they answer a question. So basically what we do, we ask consumer a question from any field you want, and they have to answer whether they agree or disagree with the statement given. But what we add, what is our added value, is that we measure the time their brain needs to evaluate. And it's measured in milliseconds. So there's no chance you can influence it anyway.
So it's interesting. So the actual time variable in the response is the indirect measurement piece of it.
Yes. And it indicates... It indicates your hesitation, because the more you hesitate, the less it will translate into your behavior. So the more certain you are, it will be more probable that you will do something. So if you state, for instance, okay, I like this brand. Yes, I would like to buy this product, and you do it with no hesitation, that means you're probably going to do it. And it was proven with, by Russell Fazio from Ohio State University. And he found that there is a strong correlation between the attitudes that are highly accessible and the behavior. And this is what we measure, basically, the accessibility of attitude by response time.
That's interesting. So is in the analysis that you've done, or I should say the profiles of the people, the respondents, are certain people more apt to answer quickly versus others potentially being more thoughtful?
Well, it all depends, because our tool is device agnostic. So you can do it
on the mobile phone,
for example, or a tablet.
Mm.
So there are some groups of people that could be slower because of familiarity, for example, with mobile devices. But it doesn't matter. because we take individual differences into consideration while we measure their response time. We and this is also unique for us because all the other response time measurements, they don't take the individual differences. Differences in speed of response and fatigue, for example. So we have a calibration phase to do that.
Got it. That makes a lot of sense. So there's a, and you're calibrating at the respondent level.
Yes.
That's so interesting. Yeah. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah. Before we ask any questions.
Yeah,
like
before you get into the diagnostics.
Yeah, we need to calibrate the person.
Baseline.
So we need to get to know what does it mean for the single individual, fast or slow. So we measure how fast it takes a certain individual to read words of a different length. That's another thing we take into consideration. And how fast the person reacts normally. Of course, in this time.
Right. So how long has the company been in business?
Well, we established 1997.
Oh, quite a while ago.
So yeah, and we are still developing our methods and measurements.
Was the 1997 was it the same business model? In other words, this time variable?
Well, it was a little bit different because
sure.
we weren't online.
Right.
For example.
Yeah.
So.
But it was the same sort of thesis?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, we using response time measurement. And also we have another measurement that we use besides the response time. It's also non-declarative. We use EEG and GSR and eye tracking devices to track people's emotions during the exposure of an ad, for example.
That's very powerful. There's a woman at Facebook who is trying to do... contextual measurement, we should talk about later, but so you can think about like ad effectiveness on your phone as you're scrolling through your Facebook feed. One of the things that she wants to measure is that ad effectiveness, but in the context of the environment the person is consuming the ad. So the way that I would process an ad that I see if I'm getting onto a subway is different than if I'm sitting down having a coffee by myself and scrolling
through
my feed.
That's right. You have a lot of distractors.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly.
So it has to be very strong and powerful, the communication, to get your attention.
Right,
totally. To stay with the ad, for example.
Yeah.
And we always say that the first 3 seconds of an ad is the most important thing, whether it will engage the consumer or not. Because if you're not engaged during the first couple of seconds, you're lost.
Are you seeing a lot of, you know, the types of ads that you guys are analyzing, are they predominantly social now, or are they for, meaning like they would be ads you'd see on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter, or are they primarily traditional media like TV?
Most of the ads we test are for TV. But sometimes we do also the longer versions of movies that go to
like
YouTube.
Trailers and
yes,
got it.
Movie trailers as well, and radio commercials. We do this as well,
so
and also billboards.
Yeah.
Everything.
Really, that's very interesting. Well, thank you so much for being on the Happy Market Research podcast. If someone wants to get in contact with you, how would they do that?
Well, I would encourage you to go to our website, www.neurome.com or www.icoderty.com.
Got it. And that's neurohm.com.
That's right.
All right. Perfect. Thank you so much for being on the podcast. Really appreciate
your
time.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure to talk to you.
Let's get back to the show.